We don't set out in marriage or having kids thinking like, I'm going to ruin this all one day. I'm going to start chasing things and I'm going to run down the wrong path and I'm going to chase after things and get distracted by this and the disconnection's going to set in. And then one day we're going to wake up and I'm not going to have a relationship with my kids and my spouse and I are going to be so far apart that we end in divorce and alimony and custody battles. No, we don't ever decide that. It's a road of good intentions, but lack of decision.
Yeah.
And that is really the essence of Famous at Home.
You're listening to the In This Together podcast with Dr. Josh and Christy Stroud, a podcast dedicated to helping you live, love, and lead well as a spouse, a parent, and a human.
Because no matter where you're at in your journey, you're not alone. We're in this together.
Welcome back to the In This Together podcast. This is our last episode of the In This Together podcast. Actually, it's not really our last episode. I shouldn't.
But that sounds really dramatic, but it's kind
of
true.
Well, it's the last of the name. So here's the cool part. Like, you're not going to have to we're going to cast the vision of Famous at Home. You're not going to have to resubscribe to another podcast. It's all going to be on the same RSS feed. We've got everything covered. It's just that we're changing the name.
You just totally spoiled it, but that's okay.
I did spoil it.
You said we're going to intro.
I'm going to intro what?
Famous at Home.
I said that?
You said that.
Well, that's because the title is called The Vision of Famous at Home. The title of this podcast episode is called The Vision of Famous at Home.
So, okay. Yeah, so it's I'm already sure been spoiled.
Yeah, I think people would already know that.
Guess what, guys? We're changing the name of the podcast.
To Famous at Home.
It won't involve Josh singing, I promise.
It probably will.
This is a big thing. I am so grateful for all of you who have listened, who have been with us since the beginning. We have done this now for
over 2 years. This is our 120th episode, so this is amazing. I mean, literally, our next episode will be 121. It'll just be under Famous at Home. So we're going to continue. But, this is just continuing.
But this is big.
It's the evolution of Josh and Christy.
Ooh, I like that.
How's that?
I think it's the evolution of something bigger than us. This is something that the Lord, I think, called us to steward, gosh, Josh, what, 4 years ago, maybe? This has been in the works for a long time. And this is the first time that we are actually launching it to the public.
That's right.
But Famous at Home has been something that's been in our hearts. Well, actually, really, the idea was seeded.
It's been a while.
When our son was a baby. So about 7 years ago. And it's pretty incredible to, I don't know if you've ever been handed something or asked by God to do something that feels so much bigger than you and you're so intimidated and you don't even know the next step. Well, that's been us the last, I guess, 7 years. And so this is a really big deal for us. And I really am praying that it is for you. Famous at Home is the name of the podcast, but also of the entire ministry. So everything is being now shifted and will be under the umbrella Famous at Home. So Josh, I want you to tell the story because this really goes back to you and a text message you received when our kids were really little.
Yeah, I would, before I get to that text message and before we talk about a little bit of that, I just want to say this too, it's been so hard for us because we'll have people ask us what we do. Mm-hmm. It's like, what do you do? And it's like, oh, we have a children's book and I wrote this other book on parenting and we have a podcast and we speak and we do coaching and we do all of these things. And it's been so hard to describe who we are and what we do.
I just say we're in marriage and family ministry.
Yeah. That's and it's all like, but it's so much broader than that. Mm-hmm. Like it's so much it is, but yet it's not. And so we are at a place now where we realize what we do is we help people be famous at home. Our coaching has moved to this place. When I talk about the evolution, it's the evolution of who God is shaping us into and what he's doing, and it is bigger than us and it's way big and it's scary. It's exciting. It's exhilarating, but it's also very scary at the same time because
especially for Josh, who's an Enneagram 6.
I'm an Enneagram 6. So the fear of seeing how big that God is calling us to do this thing is it's a little, yeah, I get that. But
you're walking very bravely, can I say?
Thank you. I like what it feels like to feel brave.
There you go.
Just like Sam.
That might be the last line of a kid's book I've read before.
Yeah. If you haven't read it, pick up What Am I Feeling? It's a great kid's book. Anyway, so the vision of Famous at Home is that it's really the elevator pitch of what we do. We help people be famous at home so they can thrive on their stage. And
so what does that mean? Because I think so often, you know, we talk about fame. It really means to be highly acclaimed, to be talked about, to be much talked about. And I think so often we are chasing that in our work. This does not just apply to men or women. This is all of us. I'm mostly coming out of a season of being a stay-at-home mom. And quite honestly, I'm really still a stay-at-home mom who works. Sometimes. And it doesn't matter, but we are often so chasing things, acclaim. There's something within the work environment that it celebrates our performance. It celebrates our achievements where you don't have that at home. And so often, especially for men, but women are just as susceptible. We are chasing the things that tell us we're doing a good job within the home. Four walls of our home, there's no one saying gold star, great job being a husband today, great job being a wife, good job on that conversation, great job showing up here. But what is incredibly powerful is that we find the more connected people are to their spouse and to their kids, the more influence, the more power, the more credibility they have when they step out onto their stage, the more freedom they have. And so what's crazy is the research backs all of it up. The research says the very same thing, but so often we're looking outside the home for that credibility, for that acclaim. And what Famous at Home is focused on doing is making you first famous at home so you can thrive on your stage.
So, and one of the things that we work with are people who, and I remember this years and years ago, because you talked about stay-at-home moms and there's stay-at-home dads, and there's people that we work with who, there's their spouse is out pursuing fame. Their right. spouse is out pursuing a stage, a particular stage, and you feel left and alone. And then all of a sudden it's like, now, wait a minute, I need to find my stage or I feel alone. When the reality is your stage currently in the season of life you're in is to raise your kiddos. And that's a stage that absolutely 100% needs to be celebrated. What I find in our culture is that the stage, the most critical stages for making our society run
are the least celebrated.
Are the least celebrated and least paid.
Yeah.
Right? You got stay-at-home parents, you got classrooms, you got teachers, police officers, firefighters. I think of like the first responders. I think of people who make our communities are usually the least celebrated. Hmm. And so all that to say, we're talking about we all have a stage and we need to celebrate that stage. But so often that stage is how we show up on it is reflective of how we're showing up in our own home. And so I want to go back because this really sparked for me a number of years ago. In fact, this was even before I met Christy. I remember working with a guy who told me, I was helping him with his college age son and he was just like, basically like, figure out what you can do to fix my son. Like, he doesn't want to talk to me. There's a broken relationship here. And I'll never forget him. I know exactly. It was one of those conversations where you know exactly where you're sitting the moment you have the conversation. I remember the ambiance of the room. I remember everything about it. And he said to me, he was a very successful entrepreneur. And he said to me, he said, Josh, I would give it all. I would give up everything to have a relationship with my son again. And at the time, I'm in my like late 20s and I'm thinking to myself like, holy smokes, like if, like I want to make sure that what, and I was successful. I mean, I'm working on a PhD at that time. I'm like, you know, I'm doing a lot of things and in the eyes of the world was having a lot of success. And I just thought to myself, I want to make sure that that's not me 30 years from now, that I'm not saying I would go back and give all that up for a relationship with my son again. Like, no, I'm going to prioritize that to make sure that I'm there. And so fast forward a few years later, I write the book on emotional safety and parenting. And I get a text from a mentor of mine. And he said, Josh, he said, and I was having all kinds of decisions to make as it related to job opportunities and things like that. And in the text, he said, Josh, I've been where you are. And I chose, this is from my friend Dan Seaborn. And he said, I chose to be more famous to my kids than to the world. And that'll be a hard decision to make. And he went on to say that he had just spoken at a banquet. This is years ago that I got this text, and I still remember it. Like, I still remember every word of it. He said he had just spoken at a banquet of people who had been married for 50 years or older. There was over 200 of them there. And he said, I want you and Christy at that banquet one day. Like, you guys need to be at that banquet. And it's like, absolutely. Like, that's what this is all about, to choose to be more famous to your kids and to the world. And so for us, it's how do we show up? Because here's the reality. We're not saying to do one over the other. We're saying, no, both. This is what we do in our coaching. Like, we coach people to have both. You can have both. In fact, our new intro for the Famous at Home podcast is, I mean, we talk about that. Like, you can have
what if you didn't both. Have to choose?
You can have fun on your stage, and you can have more influence on your stage.
When you're also famous.
When you're also famous at home.
And I think that is the paradox in this. In our society, we often feel like we have to choose. It feels like this dichotomy between the two. Whereas I have so often found God is in the tension. He is in the in-between. And that is where the wisdom comes. And that text that day, there was something that was seated that day. We knew that was our calling because we get the privilege of working with incredible people who are in the world doing incredible things. And they are so often struggling in the relationships that matter most at home. And to be able to do this work where it's just a realignment of priorities. But the word you used, I don't know if you noticed you used it, it's to choose to be famous at home. It's a choice, but it's not just one choice. It's a series of decisions. And in the Famous at Home podcast in this next season, we are going to walk through each of the decisions to be famous at home. And we're going to send you to the website, famousathome.com. I can send you there right now. And you can actually download a PDF, which are the 7 decisions to be famous at home.
The 7 core decisions of being famous at home.
And it's the absolute pillars. And we're going to expound upon them. We're going to have interviews with people who have walked through this, who have made these decisions, and when they haven't. And when they have,
some of the interviews are pretty powerful.
There's devastation on the other side. And it's not from not having the right intentions. I think that's what's so like, we don't set out in marriage or having kids thinking like, I'm going to ruin this all one day. I'm going to start chasing things, and I'm going to run down the wrong path, and I'm going to chase after things and get distracted by this, and the disconnection's going to set in. And then one day we're going to wake up and I'm not going to have a relationship with my kids, and my spouse and I are going to be so far apart that we end in divorce and alimony and custody battles. No, we don't ever decide that. It's a road of good intentions, but lack of decision.
Yeah.
And that is really the essence of famous at home.
And you know, I've been meeting with coaches, business coaches and friends and people for a while now as we've been building this. And you know, one of my friends, Frank, who you've heard on a podcast in the past, he said to me, he said, Josh, he said, I want you to fast forward 3 years. And what does this look like? And really for us, I think one of our core visions for this is that it would be really cool if every business owner in the country or every business owner in the world, every business owner found it to be cool to have a coach for their family, or to have a coach for their team, right? Or for pastors in churches to have a coach that's helping them and their staff, lead well and have because we all have liability insurance. But one thing you can't put a price tag on is the insurance and the cost of relational fallout, and brokenness and those are the situations that we're often called in on. And what if we could prevent that from happening?
What if we got there before that? And what if it's vitamins versus Tylenol,
right?
So
that's
often
right.
we get to the place where the pain is so loud and the ripple effects have gone out through so many people that it's just a lot of wounding to heal, and you can. But what if we start working within a health paradigm of people making the decisions to be famous at home?
Yeah. And we want to make it cool to be famous at home. That's really the message is to
there's going to be t-shirts.
Yeah. There's going to be t-shirts and stuff. And so we have, get your t-shirt. Let us know if you want a t-shirt, send us a note. Yeah. We want to know, famousathome.com is the website, and Famous at Home on Instagram. We are building the Instagram account. I mean, there's quotes and things up there you'll see. So go to Famous at Home on Instagram. And because here's the thing, if we can create a generation of people, I mean, what happens is you create inherent accountability just within a movement like that. And I mean, that would be a big vision, but that requires all of us. That requires you. Those of you who have been listening and have been faithful listeners to In This Together. And like, you guys get this message. You guys truly get this message. If you're new to the podcast, we encourage you to go back and listen to some of the older episodes, and please forgive us for where we were amateurs and we...
Oh goodness. I can't even go back and listen
to some of that. Like, it's like,
I can't.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I so apologize.
But
I apologize for probably what I'm going to say now, because... Probably 4 years, I'll be so embarrassed.
We put so much stuff out there, and it's like, you don't, you just look back and you're like, wow, was I immature back then? But like, but the responsibility too of this is a message that I think we all champion. This isn't Josh and Christy's message.
This is our
message.
Yeah.
We are in this together to champion Famous at Home.
Ba-dum-ching. I like that.
Get it? Did you like that?
I like that. Nice tie together. Yeah. I remember having a conversation with a friend whose husband is very successful in what he does, but was being pushed to do more and to go higher and to do an extra thing. And they were already feeling the strain on their family. They were feeling the strain that he's not there, that he's not present. And he was the one who was like, I don't want to do it. I would rather stay at home. But her words to me were, but there are no voices in his life telling him that it's okay to say no, that it's okay to prioritize just being home with his family. Because every other voice will say, go higher, make more, attain more, achieve more. But what if we were voices? We were voices, all of us collectively, that said to one another, yeah, be famous at home.
That's right. Yeah. And, oh man, I'd like to, there's so much to say about that. That, you know, the other part of it too, though, is there are, I mean, think about this. Think about the people. I'm thinking of that text message conversation I had with Dan a number of years ago. And part of that, in that part of that conversation is, you know, one of the things he challenged me on was, think about the people that are going to be at your funeral. Like, think about the people that you're trying to please right now. And think about the people that you're trying to, like, you know, spending is really the right word. Spending so much time and energy on to please that you might never be able to please them, that to the neglect of the people who are really, truly loving you and seeking your love and attention. And I think that's the, I think about that often as it relates to, I just don't want to go back and be the guy who says, I wish that I would have, I want to give it all. Like, I don't, and here's the other thing too. Because this is this is a heavy conversation in some respects, because there's also people that we coach and lead who are thriving on their stages, and they are pulled away from their family on a very consistent basis, and they believe they're called to be doing that. Mm-hmm. And so what that looks differently, and this is where the seven core decisions really comes into play. So we're going to, I mean, starting next week, you'll hear us start talking about it. You'll just, basically, we're just continuing next week, but you're going to have a new jingle. You're going to have a new look.
Jingle.
You're going to have a new
jingle.
Title. You're going to have a new little everything. But we're going to be pushing the Famous at Home core decisions, because it's these core decisions that people are making, whether you are pulled away from your spouse at all times, or like, I mean, I'm working with, you know, military members who are on deployment 6 months or 8 months out of the year, you know, and they are pulled away. Musicians who are pulled away. You name it. There are people who, I mean, corporate executives who are pulled away. And yet, you know, there are decisions that you can make to still be famous at home, even though you're not always physically present. And it doesn't look like what, you know, a 9-to-5 job might be, where you actually are home with your kids. So this is why we really champion the idea that of family values, of your family values, because your family looks unique and different to everybody else's family. But unless you pay attention to that, you're not going to know, and you can ebb and flow with the rest of the world, and all of a sudden your stage is driving who you're becoming.
Ooh, yeah.
And you're not the one driving who you and your loved ones under your roof are becoming. So that's what we're trying to prevent here, is from your stage driving who you are, and allowing you to set the values so that you and your family know who you are.
Yeah.
And your stage just becomes part of who you are, and your stage really becomes the microphone of the message you're already living.
That's it. And I think that's where there's so many different dynamics. There's so many families where both are working or pulled away, where there's such a to find that balance, which you will never find. We talk about rhythm and not balance, because especially in these conversations, there's no easy answer. There's not an easy answer. And yet often that's what we're looking for. And that's where it comes back to, especially as families, but as spouses, being on the same team. So there's a lot of decisions that are really important for, especially, I mean, when we were in that season where you were traveling a ton and I was at home, and I was what I felt left at home. And you've probably heard me talk about that and tell that those stories. But there are so many spouses that do feel left behind. And this famous at home wants, it's an equal voice for each member of the family, but especially for each spouse, because there is such power in the unity between the two of you, but it requires you both to show up fully on your stage. And if that's within the four walls of your home, mom, dad, whomever is at home needs to be showing up just as fully as mom or dad who is maybe out on the road or out in the boardroom, or in the classroom, or doing whatever it is that they do. But I am so encouraged to see the transformation in people and in families and the hope, because it's not easy, but it is so freeing to follow a system where God is in control and there's truth that is guiding, and that there are people alongside cheering you on.
And so we want you to pay attention to some of these changes. So let's logistically talk through some of the changes you're going to be seeing, some of the things that you're going to...
What are we going to be seeing, Bob?
Yeah. All right, Vanna.
I just felt like that was like, yeah. Let's see what's behind door number one.
All right. So door number one is obviously the podcast. So same podcast. You're going to get Josh and Christy just like you have every single week. Except now we're really honing in on our elevator speeches, where we help people be famous at home. So when someone says, hey, who are those people? Well, they help people be famous at home so they can thrive on their stage. Like, that's who we are. That's what we do. Sure, in the middle of that, we have a children's book on feelings. We have a parenting book on emotional safety. We speak, we write. But all of it really comes under this place of helping people be famous at home so they can thrive on their stage. And so famousathome.com is the second piece of that. So number one is the podcast. Number two is the website. We'd love for you to go to the website, go to famousathome.com, check it out, check out our team and everything that's going on there. The third thing on that website are the 7 core decisions to becoming famous at home. Those, we're not getting into those today. We're not going to talk about those today. But those are the core decisions we would love for you to download. We're going to be talking about those over the next number of weeks. This is what we're starting this season with, is really talking about how can we become, what are the 7 core decisions that we have to make to be famous at home, and what does that look like? So,
and we decided to put that on the website for free. It's like an ebook, but it's it's free and it's not lengthy, but we tried to keep it as small as possible. So it's really digestible and practical. But we just wanted to be able to give that to people. So that's something we can put in your hands and you can take it.
Yeah.
And then run.
Well, and then listen to the podcast. I mean,
and then listen to the podcast. Listen to these. Yeah.
So we're going to walk through those decisions and you're going to really have a workbook with audio files that help coach you through being famous at home.
It's a good visual analogy.
This fall.
I like that.
So tell your friends, tell your loved ones, put it on Instagram, go to the Famous at Home Instagram. So that's another thing. We never really pushed our Instagram accounts. Go to Famous at Home Instagram.
Can I tell you how much I struggle with Instagram? You know this. Most people know
Instagram.
This. I am trying.
You're doing great.
I'm trying to show up there as the authentic me that I really am. Because does anyone else find this like really hard that you feel like you have to have this like polished image, but you're like, I just want to be me. Anyway, we talk about authenticity and vulnerability all the time, but Famous at Home Instagram is different than mine. So you can go follow that one too.
Go follow that one too. We will also be having, offerings coming up. So we do coaching. You've heard us talk about that multiple times throughout the In This Together podcast. We do coaching. We have new offerings that are coming out, not just for individual families, but also for organizations, your company, your team, and your church. And we are going to have offerings for those types of things. And so you can check those out on the website as well. We're expanding what we're doing to serve as many people as we possibly can. Again, I get scared doing those types of things. I'm an Enneagram 6.
You're saying it, though. You're saying it out loud.
And I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
We're doing it. Yeah. We are doing it. So here's what we'd love for you to do today is this is the how do we close out episode 120 of In This Together. Now, here's the thing. Episode 121 next week is going to be us again.
It's going to be the same, really, except that it feels kind of emotional because this was so...
It's going to feel... Yeah.
This was a sweet season.
It has been a sweet season. And people are going to come back. You guys are going to be listening to these episodes again. But I think, again, we're evolving and we are in this together, but Famous at Home describes more of what we're in together, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
Like, we don't know what we were in together, but we were in it. I mean,
we were in it.
We were sure in it. We've been in it. And more than anything else, what has been a massive joy for us is to be in it with you, for you to be in it with us, for you to be a part of our family. I know we hear this so often from so many people that, like, you feel like you know us, but we don't know you. And, we feel like we do know you. Like, we hear from so many of you, and that's a joy and a privilege to us. Like, it's very humbling to know and to hear from so many of you.
And thank you for just being... There's so many people who have told their sister or their friend or their brother-in-law and have said, like, listen to this. And I really... Like, that is just the highest... this is the highest recommendation that you would just share us with in this podcast. And I really hope a Famous at Home, especially, would be a blessing to even more. And there will be more people involved than just us. And I think that is for such, it's just good. It's just for such good, but it has been a sweet season within this together. And thank you for being in this together with us.
Absolutely. So,
and when we like meet you, like I've had people come up to me and be like, hi, I love that. Like, please say hi. Like, please say like,
and don't be shy about it. Just be like,
please say hi and comment like on, we're going to be using Famous at Home, you know, Instagram a lot more. We want to hear your feedback about the episodes. We're going to be posting every episode so we can have like a conversation and people can interact and you guys can get to know each other. Cause you really can't do that on a podcast. So we really, really want to be able to foster community and, because we just feel like we're literally in this together. So
that's right. So,
because we are, and we still will be, we'll just be under a new name.
In This Together, being famous at home.
Do you want to hear the intro?
All right, you guys. They'll hear the intro next week, all Christy. Right. No surprises just yet. They'll hear that
we
next week.
We just recorded it. We only had to go over it like 53 times.
54. And not only will you hear that next week, but this will be the last time that I sign off like this. Aww. Yeah, we're not going to sign off like this anymore.
Okay.
But we'll do it. So listen, famousathome.com. Share with your friends. Let everybody know. Go follow us on Famous at Home Instagram.
And just as it sounds. At yeah, Famous,
Famous
at Home.
At Home. At Famous at Home. Famous at Home. And share with your friends because we're excited about the next season. Season 6. Season 6 of this podcast has a new name, a new title, but the same podcast. Famous at Home. So until next week, the big week of Famous at Home, press in and enjoy the moments.
We love you.